Stinkweed Pete checks in.
This date, huh?
Sort of. This month.
What year?
This year and every year. This month, March, is apparently Long Ball Awareness Month.
Oh, it's
across the empire.
You mentioned Rapunzel syndrome earlier about people eating hair.
Yeah.
Todd's Rapunzel gross. Balls.
That's right.
Name, right.
Todd's got Let down long balls. Your balls.
Yeah. Todd Punzel.
Todd Punzel. Stinkweed Pete says, with shorts season quickly approaching,
yeah.
Todd inevitably becomes self-conscious about his stretchy scrotum.
Inevitably.
And he says, over the many, many years of Todd's sack self-loathing, there have been a lot of suggestions.
Is it loathing?
Apparently.
There have been a lot of suggestions as to how Todd and others that are afflicted with this same thing may attempt to manage and or cope with what Stinkweed Pete refers to as hideously droopy testicles.
Man, he must have seen them.
Well, he's heard the different ideas that have been floated on how to deal
now, in my defense,
with
I
the Rapunzel balls.
I saw Todd's balls, well, more than once over the years, but I saw his balls before they dropped, because it was before the...
Before they drop.
Right before the vasectomy, and that's vasectomies make your balls drop.
He knew Todd as a fetus.
Well, you know how things get exaggerated on this show a little bit.
We talked about this yesterday,
And people will see you and say, your head's not that big.
Right, and people see your balls say that?
Yeah, they say, your balls aren't that long. I get that all the time.
I know you do.
But I go,
you sure?
I go with the exaggeration.
Yeah. I like that.
So we don't need any of the helpful hints that we've come up with throughout the years.
Are they written down?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think that you should for those who actually suffer from the long ball syndrome.
Cool balls, dude.
That's what Nick said the first time he saw your balls.
A lot of people do.
Okay, let's hear the list.
They're not that long, but please put them away.
Right. So some of the things that people may need to do in order to manage and or cope with their droopy testicles. Tie them around your leg.
Wow.
Apparently, these are things that have been...
But not in short season.
Apparently, these are things that have been suggested to Todd throughout the years.
All right.
Tie them around your leg. Maybe tie them around your waist.
Oh.
Yeah. Pull them up under the shirt and hang them over the collar like a bolo tie.
Oh, so that's like balls up. That's like a helmet up.
I guess so,
Balls up. You can join the balls up club. I get the helmet up club.
Put the balls next to the helmet.
Yeah. Nature's pocket apparently gets a vote.
In your butt?
Okay. Scrotal tuck gets a got a vote. That does cost
money. Right.
As does scrotoplasty. I think that may be a similar thing. Scrotoplasty might be just an ironing.
No, I think it's sucking it up a little bit.
Right. Smoothing it out.
Oh, get the wrinkles out.
Well, I don't know about
tucking them into a tube sock or throwing them over your shoulder like a Continental soldier. Or even scrotoflage, apparently. Scrotoflage was suggested after a report of new camouflage technology that can project an image of what is behind something onto the front. Of course, this does nothing for people standing behind Todd or in front of him if he's walking backwards.
Yeah.
You know, if I could go back in time, I would les it up 24 hours. And believe me, one thing I would not miss.
What?
Balls.
So I looked up scrotoplasty.
Yeah, of course you did.
That's a very umbrella term, because it can mean, as Craig said, getting it tucked up to shorten them up.
Right.
But it can also mean just creating one for someone who's gone through gender reassignment.
Oh, okay. Oh,
like creating a sack. Oh,
yeah.
There's only one gender. It's a guy with a penis. And other gender.
And one ball.
Right. A girl that wants the penis. That's the way I...
Or if your scrotum has been injured or something, repairing it that way is also called a scrotoplasty. So it's a very wide-ranging term.
And they don't lop off the penis. And it was pointed out to us.
No, they shove it back in you.
Yeah.
They hollow it out and use the skin for the vagina. Puss told me that.
Young lady from Wichita. Check in on Facebook a couple weeks ago.
I know, it sounds horrible, but yeah.
But yeah, and they pointed out that...
I knew that.
No, they don't lop it off.
No.
It's
the lining of your vagina.
Right.
So that's why some women, it's more of a sensitive thing then, too. They can
repurpose.
Actually can get off.
The penis. So I'm repurposing the penis.
Last night.
Windows were blown out and homes damaged after officials in the UK detonated a bomb from the Second World War. 2,200-pound German bomb was discovered on an allotment due for development and blown up on Saturday. Hundreds of people were evacuated.
The CPAC cried when they heard a German bomb went off and nobody was killed.
Oh, they should have brought that over here.
They should have.
As a centerpiece.
Damn right.
Hundreds of people were evacuated so that officials could conduct the controlled explosion. They took extensive measures to mitigate the impact of the blast, including the laying of sandbags and digging of trenches. And so now they are doing structural assessments to figure out if people can return to their homes.
Isn't that crazy? Where was your dad, Craig, during the bombing,
Blitzkrieg,
the bombing of London?
Hiding.
I know, but
yeah, good answer.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know that.
I'm not kidding.
But one of the stories I always heard. Bill Wyman has a story. The original bass player for the Stones. A bomb hit his neighbor's house, and his buddy was killed. I mean, it's just crazy to me. He's like 5-6 years old, Bill Wyman, maybe a little older at the time. And now he's probably about 5 or so. And the neighbor's house got hit, and his best friend and his family died. That's how close it was.
My dad has a story about his uncle who happened to be out of his house, and the front of his house got hit or was blasted by a bomb.
Right.
So he was forced to live in the back of the house at this point. Well, then another time he was gone, the back of the house got hit, and then he had no place to live.
Man, lucky bastard.
He very lucky.
Or not.
Well, very lucky in that he was never home when his home got bombed.
The Germans flew back over and said, let's get the back half of that house down, too. Let's finish this bitch.
Did your dad grow up in London proper or surrounding areas?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surrounding areas.
But he was in London during the Blitzkrieg, and I think they ended up, you know, getting him out for a time. Got but it. He was hiding while he was being bombed.
And he was what? A toddler, right?
Yeah. Well,
does he remember it much?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, he was born in what?
You know, 36.
Oh, yeah. He would remember. Five years old, yeah. Five, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old. That's a whole bit, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so you know how it is. When you are young, the things that are.
Stand
that
out.
Really impact you.
Like that.
Stand out.
None of us were 5 or 6, and people didn't bomb our houses.
Right, and that's something you're going to remember.
Yes.
Well, it would affect your psyche for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
The Ramones have really minimized the Blitzkrieg in my mind.
With the bop.
Yeah.
Blitzkrieg bop. I know. See, I was singing that the other day, that song the other day. I love that song. Yeah. They minimized the Blitzkrieg.
Yeah, they put a beat behind it.
They did.
Blitzkrieg bomb.
Did they concentrate
really on horrifying bombing?
Bombing the city, or were they just bombing the whole island?
That's a good point. I think it was London bombings, but it was a whole area, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they went where the population was.
Right.
Yeah. A horrible story out of southern India.
Your dad's fully vaccinated now, right?
He is.
All right, cool.
Nice.
So is he out just dancing and singing out loud to places and hanging
out? Not yet. He's still doing the right thing.
Because he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing. Right. He doesn't want anybody else to get it from him just in case.
Tell people on the social media that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're very reasonable.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, there were some people at a bar singing the Blitzkrieg bop.
Just singing. Yeah.
Now that's stuck in my head all day.
Yeah,
thanks, Nick.
Right.
Yeah, but his songs go to get stuck in your head.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
Could be worse.
That's on the high end, absolutely. Yeah.
You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
You want me to take care of that for you?
Yeah. No.
You want me to take care of that for you?
No.
Go ahead.
Damn it.
There you go.
I'm in the mood to hear the Blitzkrieg bop now. Is that in the system?
I'm going to find it. I don't know. You never know. Sometimes we put that.
You never know.
Some of that cool stuff's in there. Some of it's stuff the station plays. Sorry, man. No, I got Indian Giver and I want to be sedated. I don't have Blitzkrieg Bop. Yeah. Indian Giver's name of the song. I love that. I remember that song. Yeah.
They had the best names of songs.
They did. They were great.
I love it. Like, this song's, I don't want to go down to the basement. What's it about? Not wanting to go down to the basement. There's something down there.
Some friends of mine were complete Ramones freaks. Saw them everywhere. I love them, too. I got a chance to interview those guys in college. That's the biggest regret I ever had. I got a call at my apartment. They were playing our college. I was going to go to the show, but I was at a pregame party. You know, everybody's just partying. I'm probably 19. Hey, Mike, you want to interview the Ramones? I said, "Ah, man, I'm at this party, man."
Yeah.
Swear to God, Nick. And it's I could easily lie and say I went and did it, but no, I regret that to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ramones were big where I was in college, too. I mean, it wasn't like they were some new band. They were huge, and it was the Ramones, and I said, nah.
It's a one-off chance.
Never again. Obviously, not now.
I don't know. This kegger's pretty nice.
Exactly.
Having a good time.
And it was. The kegger was at my house.
Oh, we could still reach out.
That's harder to leave if good. The party's at your house.
Yeah. What was that?
We could reach out to him.
Well, they're all dead.
Make that good. Are they all dead?
One, the drummer's alive.
Yeah, we talked to Marky.
Yeah, Marky.
Years back.
And he's the second drummer, actually, but he was one of the originals, yeah. Well, the second drummer.
That probably would have been a tough interview.
Yeah, especially at that time. I mean, this was, I'm not going to give a date away, but it was a long time ago. They were still young dudes, you know, older than me, but younger dudes.
Well, just punks to try to corral all of the Ramones and have them all like answering a question.
I don't know. College radio, they loved college radio because that's how they got their start. So I'm hoping it would have turned out good, but it didn't happen. So I shouldn't have brought it up. Damn it.
Did somebody else interview him?
I think this girl I knew in the radio station went and did it.
But she didn't get the party, and you did.
Yeah.
Shut up.
She missed out.
I regret it. I regret it already.
Yeah, and if you'd left.
I would have had to do it. Well, I was going to write the article, too, for the local student newspaper, but I was also going to do the whatever. I'm pissed off.
That's fine. It's not like they were the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up.
And if you'd have left party at your place, all the cool stuff that you had would have gotten ruined.
Yeah, all your Ramones records. Well,
except you didn't have any cool stuff.
And it wasn't just my place. You know, I obviously had roommates. No, that place was an asshole. You know, I could have left that thing for weeks, you know, and came back and wouldn't have looked any different.
Is this the place that you shut off one bathroom and nobody used it for years on end?
Yes. For like the last year we were there, we just shut one bathroom off.
No, we're not going to clean it.
Right.
That had to be a cesspool.
It was, Nick. It was.
I've seen some nasty, like, you know, college bathrooms, but for somebody to be like, that's too much.
Yep.
Just shut the door.
We shut the door and locked it from the inside.
Man.
And it wasn't like they turned out to be the Ramones.
No,
that's the best part of it.
They were the Ramones.
You could have at least invited them to the party.
I went to the show. The show was excellent, you know.
You know why? Because it was the Ramones.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Pretty good. They only changed the music world.
Yeah, probably nothing to ask those guys.
Story out of India.
But I never made that mistake again.
Well, you didn't turn down
the Ramones?
The Ramones ever again?
No, I just remembered that. You want to interview these guys? Yes. I said yes after that.
Because you never know who's going to turn out to be the Ramones.
Right. Like Golden Earring and Molly Hatchet. Scandal.
Yeah, I've heard of them spoken of on the level people speak of the Ramones.
Shut up. Shut up. No, I mean, saying that reason at the time.
An illegal cockfight was going on in India.
Oh, this is a great story.
Oh, this is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
One of the birds tried to escape. The bird's owner went after the bird, but ended up getting impaled in the groin by a 3-inch-long knife on the bird's leg. The man died on the way to the hospital from a loss of blood.
The fair part about the story
was the animal taken to court as evidence.
The headline should have been...
Not as the murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought that was going to end.
The cock actually stabbed the, you know, think about it. That's what it did.
Right.
Cock stabs, you know.
Junk.
You know, or just C-bomb again. That should have been the headline. That would have sucked you in right away.
Right. Yeah, if you're chasing after an animal that has blades attached to its legs, maybe just let him go.
They hooked those blades up. It's a horrible.
It was his chicken.
Yeah, it's his chicken.
Maybe in India, the nickname for your junk isn't the same as a nickname for a male chicken.
Yeah. In the United States, it is, and when the headline would be written out that way, right?
I like to think that's pretty universal.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you get Dr. Bean on that? See if they call it a C-bomb in India.
I'll text her
because that's Todd and I's favorite word.
What a slang for junk!
And don't we want? We always wanted Dr. Mina to say that, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
I know you and I do.
Yeah, not just her.
I know. Well, we want to. Yeah,
everybody,
any woman. Right?